Blandy's pothole free with a freshly mowed footpath. Road to knowing what's new at the Fraser Coast Regional Council. It's Councillor Chat Tuesday.
Yes, and we go to the top this morning. It is our Mayor George Seymour. George, good morning to you.
Good morning, Blandy. How are you?
Good. This weather reminding you of those chilly San Francisco mornings?
Yeah, I love this time of year. You get to go out, spend a lot more time outdoors, spend a lot more time walking. You know, the other weekend I refereed 3 AFL games.
Did you?
I wouldn't be able to do that in the summer. Like, I love this weather.
So you're an AFL ref?
Yeah, well, just in the goals, just between the goals.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, well, you're a goal umpire, mate. That's a bit of a difference.
Rules, and I'm not fit enough to be in the middle.
No,
but I've been learning enough of the rules to be a goal umpire, which I love.
Well, good on you, mate. At least you get out there. You do have a crack. There's no doubt about that. Inclusive Sports Festival. There's two events coming up. What do we got happening?
Yeah, so that's with Ellie Cole, who is obviously an Australian Paralympian. We've got the day in the field with different sports showcasing their, you know, what's available. And then Ellie Cole is a guest speaker on July the 9th. So it's about helping our different clubs to be more inclusive and getting more people involved in sports.
Okay, how do we find out more about that?
As with many things, just go to our website. And it's got the details of the different events and how clubs can be involved and individuals.
Great. Just go on to the Fraser Coast Regional Council site. We won't give you the long-winded email address. We'll be here all day. No one will remember it anyway. Now, the crane installed. Gee, it's a big one, isn't it?
Yeah, it really dominates the Hervey Bay skyline at the moment. It is. It's a big crane.
Yeah, 45 metres tall, 70 metres long, and obviously, as cranes do, it'll need to be used to cart those heavy materials around. Now, when is this building supposed to be finished?
Well, we're about 6 months into the 2.5-year build, so mid-2026 it's expected to open. So that'll be great for the library, you know, with all the, you know, the children's programs and the resources. Libraries are, you know, extremely popular across the Fraser Coast and great resources for the community.
Yeah, it's a happening thing, that is for sure. The crane is proof of that. Jetstar flights, this is big. This is big, and we're only a couple of days away. The first direct Jetstar flight from Melbourne to the Fraser Coast arrives this coming Thursday.
Yeah, I'm so pleased about this. This actually took a lot of work to get over the line, and as we're seeing with, you know, the failure of Bonza going to other places, you know, we're going forward in terms of connections when so many flights have been lost into other centres. But from this Thursday, we have direct flights to Melbourne with Jetstar, which is great for our tourism industry. It's great, you know, for the whale watch season this year. But more importantly, I think it's good for grandparents. It's good for family and friends to stay in contact. You know, we have so many people that moved here from Victoria that still have family and friends down there. And this allows them to more easily see each other and stay in contact. And I'm really, really pleased about that.
Was it a hard sell, George? Did it take convincing from your part?
It did. It took quite a lot of discussions and putting forward the case over quite a period of time. But we're really pleased. Jetstar now flies Sydney and Melbourne into the Fraser Coast. So we're really pleased to continue that relationship with them. And, you know, expand the range of services that fly out of Hervey Bay. And we're always looking for more to increase that. I think, you know, Adelaide's a possibility.
Wow.
But we'll keep working on that.
Wow. Have they given you an indication of numbers needed to make this viable? And is there any time frames? Because, you know, the worst thing to do would be for us not to support it and then we lose it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, in terms of keeping it. No, but, you know, they would like to keep, they want it to be a success. As soon as, you know, they see it's not, they'll pull out. But I think it will be a success.
Yep.
I think, you know, there definitely is the demand there.
Fantastic. Yeah. It is big news. It really is. We shouldn't undersell that. Now, also, something pretty important is school holidays kicks off. Some kids already on school holidays, but
I've noticed that a few of the schools are already on school holidays. Yeah.
Yep. My child is already there, as he keeps reminding me. Camping on Gari and the dingoes, it is a major concern, mate. We've had a number of dingo attacks, if you want to call them that, confrontations, whatever the case may be.
What do we do here? The 2-year-old attacked at Lake McKenzie last week. There's been a very significant, noticeable increase in the serious attacks, you know, over the last 2 years. It's been quite regular. I just think we've gotten to this stage where we need to seriously consider whether children should be camping there. Dingoes are an essential part of the ecosystem over there. They're about what's special, and I certainly don't want to see any culled. We need to protect them. And I think one of the things that we need to examine is whether children should be over there. One of our guidelines that we tell to families is, or that the National Parks and Wildlife tell to families, is that they need to keep children within arm's length at all times. That's not a fun camping experience for the children, and certainly not for the parents. It's a wilderness. It is always going to be dangerous. It is a special wilderness. You know, it's so significant, but it just might not be right for children. It might take, there's just been so many attacks that are could potentially be fatal. I think we really need to reexamine whether or not we encourage or allow children to be camping over there, because there are the townships, they've got dingo fences, there are great resorts, where I've been with my child, that are safe. But whether we should be encouraging, children going into a wilderness with this danger, when we tell them that they have to remain within arm's length, the parents and the child at all times. There's a question that needs to be asked there about, whether it is appropriate for children to be camping there anymore. Yeah,
interesting one. And more prominent the attacks, the more the question will be asked. I guess you're not saying kids aren't allowed to go over to Gari, because there are, as you suggested, areas that are fenced that you can still go and have a good time. We're talking about the camping specifically. So it's an interesting one, George. Mate, we are out of time, but thank you for yours this morning. And we'll talk to you soon. And maybe with your footy umpiring, if you get out to the middle there, you can really be abused by the crowd, yeah?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm still looking for specsavers. Everybody's sending me that specsavers.
Well, as most umpires are.
Yeah.
Hey, good on you, George. Yeah. Thanks, mate. Appreciate it. See you. Bye.